Our sermon today is based on a reading from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 16 through 19. Paul writes, "I pray that according to the riches of God's glory, he may grant that you may be strengthened in your inner being with power through his Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith as you are being rooted and grounded in love. I pray that you may have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God." Thank you, God, for your promise to fill us with your love. I want to give a shout out to Jack Johnston for filling in for me last week. A little respite was necessary for all of us. But now we are back on track with our Sow, Grow, and Know sermon series. We started out in the Garden of Eden at the beginning of the year, and so far we've taken steps to recognize the things we need in order to grow into the fullness of God and prepare ourselves for the return to the garden. A couple of weeks ago, we applauded an award-winning tree, a 400-year-old oak in Lithuania. What keeps a tree strong and growing for more than 400 years? It's all about the roots, baby. The biggest and the best and sturdiest of trees are rooted and grounded in deep, well-watered soil that provides everything the trees need. With the blessing of firm and solid roots, it would take a mighty wind or a strong storm to fell an old established tree. Paul says we are like trees growing through God's glory and with God's power and God's Spirit, and we are rooted and grounded in the deep, rich, reviving, renewing soil of God's love. Love, Paul says, should permeate all we do and be the very fiber of our being. The love of Christ that Paul extols in these verses is what our roots are nestled in, a love so wide and long and high and deep that we can barely fathom it or even describe it. This is what we need to strive for and grow towards, Paul says, to come to a place and a point where we are filled with all the fullness of God. That's an awesome thought, that we could be filled with all the fullness of God. All the power, all the wisdom, all the love of God can be ours. But this cannot be unless, like a loving tree, we are rooted and grounded in our faith in Christ. When Paul uses the word dwell in this scripture, the implied meaning is settling down and making yourself at home, not moving anywhere anymore, because you are right where you need to be, content where God has planted you. The picture is of someone who is safe and secure, well-watered and well-loved, resting in trust and trusting in rest. As I think about being rooted and grounded, I want to give another shout-out, this time to Woodland Christian Church in Lexington, where I served as interim minister just before I came out here to Rio Doso. Woodland is an old church, over 100 years old, and while many old churches these days throw in the trowel, in keeping with the gardening theme here, Woodland decided to go deeper and get stronger. They paired with an organization called Winterwood to help finance over $1 million in necessary repairs and upgrades to their beautiful sanctuary. They have transformed an empty lot beside their building into senior living apartments. They call their ambitious campaign Deep Roots, New Growth. They have declared, "We are the tree with deep roots in faith and branches that extend to our community. They are grounded in God's love that extends to all people." It's exciting to see them growing and trusting in God to lead them in new ways to, indeed, new growth. Whatever else other people or churches said or did, Woodland knew they were not through, and they trusted God to show them how to continue growing and how to reach out in service to all God's people in new and exciting ways. I'm so excited for Woodland and proud to have been at least a small part of their mission and message over the years. Woodland shows us how, when all others think a church or tree is through, here comes God doing something new. They had to emphasize their mission as serving God and God's people, specifically older people in need of housing. We can never grow in service to God without being, again, rooted and grounded in the love of God, which nourishes us and helps us flourish and do wonderful works through God's power. What are some ways we can root and ground ourselves in God's love and prepare ourselves to do good works for God? There are at least three things we can do. First, if you want to get really rooted and good and grounded, you need to pray and keep praying. That is the best, most accessible way to get into God, to plant yourself at the foot of God's throne and talk with God. But not just talk, but also listen to God, discerning through the Spirit what God wants you to do. This is how you can be, as Paul says, strengthened in your inner being with power through his Spirit. I'm telling you, I'm testifying, when you let the Spirit in, great things can and will happen. Trust the Spirit. Ask God to send you the Spirit and find yourself growing stronger and more faith-fulfilling and eager to do more for the cause of God. Another way to get radically rooted and gratefully grounded is to plant yourself in the Word of God. Read God's Word. Meditate on God's Word. God has given us Scripture to show us exactly how we can be perfectly planted and prepared for the work of God's kingdom. All we need to do is follow Jesus' story and emulate Jesus the teacher, Jesus the toucher, Jesus the healer, Jesus the reacher. A wonderful, fitting exhortation is found in Colossians 2:7. Let your roots grow down into him, into God through Christ, and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness. We are called to bear fruit for God, to show others how God has impacted our lives and how we find comfort and grace and joy in following God's will. A third way to get and stay rooted and grounded is to come together for fellowship and witness. We are rooted and grounded not only for ourselves, but for the sake of others. We are here to support and to pray for each other. I believe it's the redwood tree whose roots intermingle and intertwine unseen underground in a way that connects all the trees in a redwood forest together. When you go into a redwood forest, it's not just one individual tree you see. Under the earth, the trees' roots are connected, enabling the trees to help and sustain each other. Redwood tree roots weave together to create a strong support system, providing stability and resilience against the forces of nature. That's the kind of tree we need to be, not only rooted and grounded in God, but also working together and growing together, supporting one another, our roots connected through Christ. And we all know how big a redwood tree can grow. When we grow strong together, there is nothing that can sway us or stump us. We are here to build one another up, to dwell together in harmony and purpose. We are so much stronger together than we are separately. We become a family tree. We make ourselves at home, settled in the soil of God's sustenance, grounded in the love of Christ, never to be felled, always to be filled to overflowing with all the fullness of God. Fully able to praise, fully able to love, fully able to serve, fully able to sow, grow, and know, and to live life more abundantly now and forevermore. Let us pray as Paul prayed. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen.